Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Well, good evening to all my listening audience out there. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we're set up for another Parents for the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, if you want to call in and chime in on the conversation this evening, hey, you're going to be more than welcome to join us this evening. You can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Well, folks, it's been a very interesting week in the arena of sports. You know, we got March Madness going on, and, you know, we got the NBA winding down, and we got the NFL, things going on in the NFL where there's potential rules changes. And you look at our middle school and high school, and they're just revamping and revising and looking at their past performances and thinking about their futures. We're just simply talking about basketball right now, folks. But on a very serious, note, things have been in a constant turmoil. You know, I read an article earlier this week talking about a young man out of LSU who, as the article would like to put it, has taken advantage of the NCAA. You know, I find that to be a very interesting article. And not to say that I'm a supporter of it, just simply saying that it's an interesting article. Because in the article, it simply states, you know, some little simple things that that the individual has taken advantage of the NCAA. Sorry about that for that pause. The individual has taken advantage of the NCAA, and he has basically decided, I guess, after their basketball season, decided not to attend any more classes. You know, what do you do in a situation like that? What is the coach to do in a situation like that? But even more so, what should we do, or what should we even consider doing as parents? And our child has decided that he's going to be part of that one and done, and that's an altogether different conversation, going to be part of that one and done crew, whereas he's going to do 1 year in college and then step out to do the NBA draft. Okay, well, there's a strong possibility that this young man can end up very high in the draft. You know, some folks are predicting that he's actually probably going to be the number one draft pick. Do you just stop going to class? Is education no longer important? Parents, this is where we have to step in and we have to show our voice. We have to be interested enough and in tune and engaged and being an advocate for a child to, you know, to really say, okay, maybe you need to finish off the last bit of classes. Because what could he have done? You know, the NBA workouts are not starting yet. I understand he's probably doing some training to get him in tune and in shape to go out there and do some of the NBA workouts. Okay, all well, fine and dandy. I understand all that. And, you know, even in the article, they talk about how the young man can go back in, you know, finish college, you know, once he finished playing or finished his career. Okay, well, you know, the chances of that, especially if he makes a little money, may be very slim. Not to say it's impossible, not to say it's undoable, but maybe very slim because you have already tasted the poison of having a little financial dough, you know, in your pocket. So as a result, you may think that you don't need that. Because look at it. You know, how many years has LeBron James been around the NBA? And at what point in time did we hear that he ever went back to try to finish his career or get his career? You know, the last person that I heard and really was publicized, the major superstar, was Shaq. You know, and there's a few others out there, but, you know, Shaq really stood out when they talked about him going back to finish up his degree work. Another young man from LSU. So, you know, that may be something that's instilled in them at LSU, and maybe it'll be a turnaround for this young man, and he will actually go back and get his degree. Well, folks, you know, this evening we're going to have a guest on, and, you know, I titled this here segment, "What is our next agenda as parents?" You know, what is the next agenda as parents? And, you know, when I talk about that, I'm talking about what can we do to assist our children? What could we do to help guide our children in the right direction? And I think that article was most appropriate when I had access to it this week and had a chance to read it over. And there were some things that we may even touch upon this evening. Well, and I'm going to have to apologize to our guest that I'm about to bring up because I had a nice little write-up on the gentleman and just wanted to share that information with you. But I seem to have misplaced it, so please excuse me. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about him from, you know, off the top of my head and what I know about him. You know, we met some time ago. He's been officiating. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to bring him on up and let him go ahead and share some insight with us. You know, just to share his story with us and what brought him to this what brought him to this juncture in life and where he's at in his place of success. I hope I'm still connected because I'm looking at my switchboard here and it's not showing that I'm connected, and that normally makes me a little nervous. I really don't like the way, okay, here we go. Let's see if we can get our guests in here. Seth, you're on with the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mike. I hope everybody can hear me out there in PCP land. Very nice to be on with you tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time out of this holiday evening to join us because I understand, you know, a lot of folks have things to do, Easter being an Easter weekend and all, and you taking the time to join us on the PCP Network and just share some insight on some of the things that you did. Some of the things that you are currently doing and have in the future, have in the plans for our future works. And I apologize for not bringing you in the right way with a nice, good bio that I had on you and some additional information. So please share a little bit with our audience who you are and some of the things that you got going on.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Thank you for the platform. Again, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. It is indeed a pleasure to be part of your vast audience out here in Parents Coaching Parents Network. And before I get into what I'm doing and what my organization is about, I'd like to first let you know that I really appreciate and admire what you are doing on a weekly basis on Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. And I would encourage your listeners out there to keep the faith and to continue to support your efforts both over your broadcast as well as your activities that you are involved in the community. Virginia Athletic Council is my organization. It was founded in 501c3 in 2012. My personal travels, I am a retired Master Chief Petty Officer, United States Navy. Some say I quit, but I consider it success and understanding when it's time to move on at an early age. I did 24 years of active duty service. From there, I moved on to Newport News Shipbuilding. After completing graduate and undergraduate studies at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Right now, I am the lead engineer designer for nuclear-powered aircraft carriers in the world of aviation aspects of those vessels. So let's talk about the sports thing. Sports, I've been officiating basketball since 1984. I began as a young guy refereeing military basketball, believe it or not, Mike, on all the local bases. I studied under a guy that is known by the name of Danny Doss. Any of you that are familiar with NCAA Basketball Division I, the current supervisor of officials at Mideastern Athletic Conference is a guy by the name of Larry Rose. Mm-hmm. And Larry has worked numerous Final Fours, numerous major conferences, and he was discovered similar to where I was only a little bit earlier than I was by this gentleman, Danny Doss, who introduced me to officiating and pulled me aside one day and said, you know what, you may be able to make an advocation of this career. And so I climbed the ladder a little bit, and he always told me, you know, there was a running joke, and I apply this to young collegiate athletes, where he would sarcastically say, so you want to be a big-time referee, huh? And I say that to young athletes to say, so you want to play on the Division I college level, huh? There's a game inside of the game, Mike, as you know.
Yes, sir.
And traveling up that officiating role, I moved on to become a crew chief at the Division I level. I worked CAA conference, Big South conference, MEAC conference, where I really was able to get my foothold. I worked eight straight MEAC conference tournaments. I've been to the NIT. I've worked VHSL state championship finals. I've worked a little bit of everything. And what caused me to create and look into the Virginia Athletic Council was during that journey, Mike, I got to meet and see a lot of high school, middle school, rec, military. I mean, you see all type of athletes as you make that journey as officials. And I got to see behind the scenes of a lot of the things that they were dealing with, what they go through. And that's where I learned and coined the phrase, and I'm sure I'm not the only author of this phrase, the game inside of the game. Because what most fans don't see, and the majority will never see, is what happens underneath those seats that you paid to sit in. What's going on underneath when the team arrives on the bus, and where did those kids eat that game meal? You know, was it at a healthy restaurant or was it pizzas? You know, did they have the adequate equipment to get taped before the game, or was their athletic trainer scrambling to find materials and heat bags and ice packs, et cetera, because of budget situations? There's a lot of things that go on this game, Mike, and I've heard you talk about it in your program that most parents and most young athletes just don't see. And we see the glory. Like, you know, you watch this Final Four in this NCAA tournament. Of course, that's all the shine of it. Am I right, Mike?
Exactly.
I mean, this is the candy. But there's about 330-plus NCAA programs that operate at the Division I level, just talking about basketball. And not all of them operate like Ohio State. So what I tried to do is, having been the parent of a collegiate athlete, my son played high school basketball at Kellam High School. He went on to play college basketball at Virginia Wesleyan College and became a national champion in 2006, member of Kellam High School Hall of Fame, member of Virginia Wesleyan College Hall of Fame as his 2016 was inducted, and went on to do other things professionally after sports. Raised a daughter that was athletic as a cheerleader at Ocean Lakes High School, captain of the team, went on academically to Hampton University, and is now a naval auditor in Washington, D.C. So athletics has been a ladder that has impacted my family and has allowed opportunity to occur. So the Virginia Athletic Council was all about and has been put together as more so of a mentoring organization. We use our platform to advise athletes on making the most of your opportunity. And you gave me a great lead-in, Mike, when you talked about Ben Simmons down there at LSU, about the articles about him, classes are over, I'm not going to class.
Exactly. You know,
that eventually that ball guaranteed will stop bouncing. Charles Barkley says it every year. Father Time is undefeated. Eventually, your skill set will catch up with your age, and that ball will stop bouncing. What are you prepared to do, and what do you want to do after that ball stops bouncing? And the quicker you recognize that, Mike, the better off you are. You know, the quicker that a child is at least understands all of the things that go on into him being a collegiate or high school athlete, the better prepared he is to take advantage of the situation. And not every child has a parent like you did, like you and myself, that is there every step of the way through the good, the bad, the hard, the easy, to make sure that our kids stay on the right path. And I think that's why you do what you do and why I do what I do. Virginia Athletic Council admires those that are in the business of helping amateur athletes. Again, shout out to your organization that points out parents coaching parents. Parents, be advised, be aware, understand the situation you're placing your child in, and always make sure that you're a part of that activity. Don't be forced out by the university or by the coach, athletic director. At the end of the day, that's your child. And so you ride along with, you know, and when you talk about the other side of that, when you talk about, you know, rating kids and giving kids an opportunity to be seen for these scholarships, I've seen you partner, Mike, with an organization I believe called 757 that put on the camps and the showcases, et cetera. They do a magnificent job in providing exposure to kids and the Tidewater, Hampton Roads area, and across the state. Kids come from all over the place to participate in these drills. Another great opportunity. So, you know, our niche is neither one of those. We don't do preparation for parents necessarily. We don't do exposure. We basically do mentoring and advisement from the perspective of media relations, finance, law enforcement, taking advantage of your scholarship activities. What are you going to do 5 years from now? Look in the mirror of Ben Simmons tonight and tell me where Ben Simmons is 7 years from now. Tell me where you are and how are you going to get there? You know, so those are the opportunities. You know, I always tell kids that Ohio State University has 70,000-plus students online as well as on campus. Nobody knows who the majority of those paying customers are, Mike. Most people don't even know them. The president of the university doesn't know them. Nobody knows who they are. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you the majority of that staff at Ohio State University knows those 12 basketball players.
That's right.
So right there, that's a huge advantage if you're wearing that uniform. That's a huge advantage. So how are you going to take advantage of that? What are you going to do to put yourself in position to not only participate athletically and to participate academically, but also to take advantage of the situation and exposure that you have inside of that university? First thing I like to say, Mike, is at the bare minimum, when an athlete graduates from a university after 4 years of playing his sport, whether it's swimming, diving, track and field, basketball, football, softball, baseball, lacrosse, tennis, golf, whatever it is, when you leave that university, the least you should have is a handwritten personal signature endorsement from the dean of your degree program and possibly the president of that university endorsing you as you walk off that campus into the business world. They owe that to you, and you owe it to yourself. Now, you got to be a good person. You have to support the university. You have to get your studies. Whether you're playing, whether you're a starter, whether you're a sub, whether you're the team manager, whether you never play, you still owe it to yourself to achieve that. Let me tell you a story, Mike, what happened.
Okay.
My son graduated from Virginia Wesleyan College, and we had a heart-to-heart. You know, one of the hardest things for an athlete to do is understand where he's going and what his talent level is. And that's a crucial conversation to have with your kid and with the coaches, et cetera. And once you understand what the threshold of your talent is, now you start to build and use those opportunities to get where you realistically can achieve. And at the end of the day, after choosing Virginia Wesleyan College over some lower Division I colleges, some Division IIs, the opportunity was, hey, most likely, if I sign with Holy Cross or I sign with a few other schools, the year after I get there, they're going to recruit over me at my position because I wasn't the guy that signed in October. You understand what I'm saying, Mike? I'm the guy that just signed in April. You understand what I mean?
Yep.
So chances are they're going to be recruiting my position next year unless I have one heck of a season. So where can I go and build a program? At the time, Coach Dave Macedo was building a brand new gym at Virginia Wesleyan College. The floor wasn't even put down. We had an opportunity to walk through that facility where we were standing on concrete and we were being told, now this is where the basketball court is going to go. And so, story short, he made a decision and he said, you know what? I come home one day and he said, you know what? Because I turned down, I told him, there's a couple of these Division IIs and these lower Division Ones. I don't think I can support you going there. I know you're going to hate me for it, but I just don't feel that for you. It's your decision to make, but at the end of the day, you know, Dad has to be Dad. And come home, he told me, say, you know, Dad, I made my decision. I think I'm going to go to Virginia Wesleyan College. And I was like, oh, what made you make that choice? He said, because I feel like they really want me. And so great academics in that ODAC conference with Washington and Lee and Lynchburg and all those academic schools that built senators, congressmen, and lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And after graduating in 4 years and being the only one of his graduating year high school to bring a national NCAA championship to the state of Virginia, having the opportunity to stand in the congressional halls of Virginia, having the opportunity to be treated like a national champion, to wear the ring, to wear the watch. It really doesn't matter which level you achieve those items at. And to tell you why it doesn't matter, he took advantage of his opportunity. And when he left that college, Dr. David Greer hand wrote on his resume that this guy is a guy of character and a guy that would be an addition to your business and organization if you hire him. He went from there right into the front office of the Sacramento Kings in their marketing department. The area went cross country. All because of that preparation and opportunity of choosing the right school, doing what you should do, and holding the university accountable and them gladly doing what they should do. And here's a funny story, Mike. While he's out there, you know, when you're working and you're a basketball player, you get the opportunity to play around with the NBA players.
Yeah,
you know,
because
athletes are athletes, right?
Yeah.
And they're playing around on the court. He actually got to work out with some of the girls when Sacramento had their WNBA team because the coach wanted to work them out against men because, you know, you can't get the competition any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys would joke him and say, where'd you go to school? Say, I went to Virginia Wesleyan. It was Division III school. And they're like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then he'd say, yeah, but I got one of these. And he show him that ring. And he told me, he said, you'd be surprised. Them guys would, like, just instantly give props to that ring because they didn't have one at any level.
Mm-hmm.
And so those things, now, all that came because of what, Mike? Understanding who you are, taking advantage of your opportunity, doing what you should do, and holding the system accountable. And that's basically what it's all about. And that's basically what the Virginia Athletic Council is about. And I'm proud to say that he's a member now of my board of directors. I have an outstanding member, board of directors that consists of a guy by the name of Steve Fitch, who's my brother. He runs Amateur Sports News Network out of the city of Chicago. And he titles it, I believe, Where Sports and Entertainment Meets the Barbershop. He does outstanding work, covers all of the Midwest, Big Ten. He's a member of the Basketball Writers Association, Football Writers Association, et cetera. And he's a member of the board. I have a gentleman by the name of Dr. Keith Stewart, who played football at Green Run High School. Went to high school and is in the same circle with guys like Alonzo Mourning Greg Louganis. I mean, Louganis, who played at, I believe, Jacksonville. Darby, a couple other guys out there. They're all in his circle. He went on to play at University of Richmond. And you're talking about taking advantage of the athletic opportunity. Now he's an MD and president of a company out in California. Got other members of my board of directors, a young lady by the name of Valerie Piggies, who works out at Virginia Tech. And she's in charge of all of their OSHA programs, runs all of their health and science organizations out there. My daughter, again, is a member of the board of directors. She's a naval auditor out there at Norfolk Navy Yard up in Washington, D.C. Frieda Bryant, who's a lead American Cancer Society, local area. Great fundraiser, mm-hmm. very well connected, member of the Norfolk Panhellenic chapter. We also have Mr. Mike Simmons, who's also an athlete out of Mobile, Alabama, degreed and now works inside the Department of Defense. And you know, when you start naming folks, you're going to miss somebody. And somebody's going to be mad at me. But let me see. Did I miss anybody? If I miss somebody, I'll come back to them. But we have a great board, Mike. And some of the things we've been doing is how do we gain exposure and reach these young people? Well, you know, you have to give something to get. You have to be able to get to the right level, because these millennials, I tell you, Mike, are smarter than I ever was at their age. I mean, I didn't have the computers and the Googles and all those things. And coming from Chicago inner city, you know, hell, it was after I graduated, and I'll be honest, I tell this story all the time in some of my motivational speaking, that I graduated high school as a scholarship athlete, 3.4 grade point average, had an academic scholarship at Illinois Institute of Technology, didn't take it because, quite frankly, my parents and I didn't even know how to take advantage of it because there were no school counselors back then. You didn't have counselors. And it was a different time. You're talking about black people as a whole trying to overcome and trying to be, you know, a full citizen, if, for lack of a better way to say it.
Exactly.
And, you know, so there were challenges. Me, I graduated high school, Mike, with all those athletes. I didn't even know what a thesaurus was. I'm telling you the truth, you know. So that's the kind of education that sometimes they put us in, either in a city. So, you know, we want to reach those folks as well. We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity. And the kids nowadays have great, great opportunities. We just have to make sure we put them in position to take advantage of those opportunities. And so what we've done with our organization, Mike, we have what we call signature programs. One of our signature programs is Virginia Athletic Council Sports Awards, modeled mm-hmm. after the ESPYs, where we basically choose a student athlete in every high school sport. And these student athletes, we only choose one. We call them the best. Yes, let's go ahead.
Okay. Let's take a little short break here. And then I want you to come back and finish telling us about your awards event.
Sure, man. I'm sorry. We need a commercial break. I'm off.
Yeah, we got infomercial break, and we're going to be right back here in a second. You've been listening to Mr. Seth Fitch, CEO and founder of the Virginia Athletic Council. We'll be right back, folks. No glitch.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Chapter 12. It's up to you. Now go out there and get it done.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, about the last half hour or so, we've been talking with Mr. Seth Fitz, CEO and founder of Virginia Athletic Council. And Seth was sharing some information with us on what the council does and some of the things that the council has been involved in. We're going to bring him back up and let him finish telling us about some great awards and opportunities that he had to just reach out into the community and show what a true grassroots organization is all about. Seth, are you with us?
Yeah, Mike, I'm still with you. Thank you very much. And a couple of signature programs that we have, Mike. One of them we started is called the Virginia Athletic Sports Awards. And the Virginia Athletic Council Sports Awards, we select 26 different sports, and we select what our panel and our team considers the best athlete in those sports. There's also 8 other awards that we give, which includes the Academic Scholar Athlete, the Athletic Director, Male and Female Athlete of the Year, Best Team, Best Coach, Manager, and, of course, our President's Community Service Award. And just to give you an idea of some of the past winners, Godiva Hubbard and Grant Holloway were our Male and Female Athletes of the Year for 2015. Sheriff Jim O'Sullivan out of Chesapeake, who puts on a fantastic football camp every year with a lot of our local coaches and provides assistance in the community, was the recipient of our Community Service Award. We've had a Hall of Famer receive our Community Service Award in Coach Paul Webb out of ODU. So we've reached out and into the community and provided these awards. And also we put on our other signature event is our annual gala. It's always the day before Veterans Day, and our gala is basically an opportunity. It's our fundraising mechanism where we relate with the community, and that's where we present the 2 of our top awards, Community Service Award and our Sportsmanship Award, to the best high school sportsman. And at that event, for example, this past year, we were extremely honored, Mike, to have the mother of Ray Allen from the Miami Heat, Ms. Flora Allen Hobson, as our keynote speaker. And it was a fantastic event. I mean, many of the people out there in the sports world know her for her cheering when Ray was with the Boston Celtics, and she had her bling jerseys up there and was always on TV, et cetera. And she's a staple. she also, Mike, has created an organization similar to yours for mothers of NBA players.
Okay.
And she's created this org. She's part of this organization that basically help mothers of NBA players adjust to just that, being a mother of NBA players. And so she was a remarkable person. And our last one I want to talk about is our signature event. This is our inaugural year of having our Virginia Athletic Council Symposium. Now, this event will be April 27th at Virginia Beach Library, the Myra Orbendorf Library. And this event is modeled after the NBA NFL rookie camps, where we want to give our aspiring and upcoming college athletes, those that are in receipt of a college athletic scholarship, to come out to this symposium on April 27th. Reception and on-site registration is at 5 p.m. to 6:30. Our program starts at 6:30 p.m. And this symposium is based on four principles: academics, leadership, total wellness, and character. We will introduce all of these young athletes before they leave here in August, that they arrive on campus better prepared for what they're getting ready to face. And, Mike, you've been through it. You've raised a college athlete that's went on and played at the University of Virginia very successfully and, of course, is now in the NBA. And so you understand what it's like. A lot of these kids, I mean, I can think back when I was 18 years old. And for me to go from 18 years old playing at Finger High School in Chicago, Illinois, to playing in a 72,000-seat arena or a 17,000-seat arena, basketball arena, that would have been culture shock for me. At 18 years old, I don't think I would have been prepared. You know, to have a professional journalist who's been doing this for 20-plus years stick a microphone in my face and expect me to respond, and if I don't, I'm criticized nationally because I'm not acting correctly, et cetera, et cetera. You know, all of these things, you know, are what this event is all about. It's free and open to the public, and our goal is to make sure that these young college athletes, as they take advantage of their opportunity, and the theme this year is preparation has met opportunity. All the things that these young athletes have done since they were aspiring in elementary school, rec league, middle school, high school, AAU circuits, you know, travel teams, and now they have achieved the goal of receiving an athletic scholarship to a university or college somewhere in the country. We want to celebrate with them as well as make sure that they are prepared, because so many of our young men and women, when they achieve this goal, you'd be surprised how many of them leave in August and are back in October. How many of them don't achieve or make the whole 4 years? How many of them are forced into situations when they get there that what they were told is not actually what happened? You know? And so we want to make sure that they are prepared, and this is all about having a celebration as well as a preparation for what they're going to face. Again, that's April 27th. That's a Wednesday night. 6:30 to 8:30 is the program. 5 p.m. to 6:30 is on-site registration. Registration is open right now on our website, www.vac365.org. That's vac365.org. You can go online. As soon as you hit the front page, you'll see click here to register. And you can register, and that comes right back to our registration committee, and you'll be signed up. Seats and opportunity is limited because of the size of the arena. However, we hope to pack the house. We like to see parents. We like to see coaches. There will be a reception. We want to feed you coming in at 6:30 p.m. and 5 o'clock. You know, people coming in straight to that time of the hour. So we're going to have some refreshments for you. We're putting our panel together. Of course, Mike, I'd like to thank you on your own network for agreeing to be part of our panel. We have Larry Rabama from that's going to do media with us. He's part of our panel. He writes for the Virginia Pilot. We have Matt Hatfield, who writes and covers the area for Virginia Prep. We've got tentatively, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I am, he's signing up for us. He's got two professional athletes that have walked through the well, as well as a high-level NCAA basketball official, Manny Upton, will be part of our panel. We'll have local television personality as our panel moderator. We'll have videos, presentations, handouts, etc. So this is an opportunity to, number one, fellowship with your fellow athletes that are in your same graduation year, to come out and share their opportunity and joy and congratulate each other, as well as get information where you can move on successfully and become a benefit to your future. So that's what we got going on, Mike. And again, I'd be remiss. I know we're deep into your program, and I'd be remiss without thanking you for this opportunity and this platform to talk about the Virginia Athletic Council. As hopefully your listening audience can see, I'm very passionate about it. This is what my heart is. We put everything into it. And our staff is 100% volunteer. We don't pay anybody. Every dime we raise, a dollar in, a dollar out to the program. Nobody takes home any salary from our organization. So anyone that donates to us, supports us, believe me, your dollar is 100% going toward the program and the preparation of student athletes.
Well, we truly appreciate you taking time out of your I know you have a very busy schedule, just listening to you in the opening and talking about the number of accomplishments that you have had in your lifetime. So, you know, we appreciate you taking the time to disagree to come on and just share the information with us about what's going on at the Virginia Athletic Council. You know, far too often, we miss out on opportunities, and our athletes miss out on opportunities just due to a lack of knowledge. You know, I've seen a number of kids get to school and be totally clueless. You know, just like the point that you just brought up a second ago when you talked about how, a seasoned reporter approach a kid, throw the microphone in his face, or, you know, throw the little handheld digital recorder in his face, and just go right in, asking questions. And next thing you know, we're looking at that on ESPN. We're looking at that on Fox Sports. We're looking at that on CBS Sports. We're looking at that on one of these local sports channels where the kid just went out there and just melted, you know, with that camera in his face and with the microphone in his face, or said something that was later on questionable, and now we have everybody scrutinizing, well, did he really see that? And, you know, wow, I guess he'll never be in front of the camera again. You know, when does these children have an opportunity to prepare themselves? When do parents have an opportunity to help them prepare themselves? You know, and I think what you have with the Virginia Athletic Council and the great things that you have done thus far in the community is a huge success for you and all the ones on your board that has decided to back and support this endeavor. So we commend you for that, and for that alone, you know, hey, our hats go off to you, and know that here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, you got our support anytime you need it. Anytime.
Absolutely.
Need.
Thank you, Mike. And, well, and believe me, that support goes both ways. I look forward to partnering with you. I think your organization is a powerful one in our community. And all we need to do is just make that light shine brighter on both of us, because nobody gets there by themselves.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Well, folks, we got a little time left, so we're going to open up the phone lines. Give us a call at 917-889-8095. If you have a question for our guest, join in on the conversation. 917-889-8095. Once you get to that point, you hit option one. That'll let me know that you're in the queue. We bring you up and chime in on the conversation. If you have a question, please give us a call, 917-889-8095. I think I have a call here. Let's see if this caller has anything that he or she wants to add to the conversation. Good evening, caller. You're calling to the Parents Coach the Parents Network. Area code 757, first three digits, 771. Do you have a question for our guest this evening? Hello, caller. Three digits, 771. I don't know why some folks just get shy. They call in and look like they have a question, but then all of a sudden they don't want to say anything.
That's okay. We'll wait for the next one.
Okay, got somebody calling in here. Area code 540. I think I know who that is. Normally they have a lot to say. Let's see what we got here. Good evening. Welcome to the Parents Coach the Parents Network. Good evening. Area code 540. Number 365. Please don't let me have to give out your whole phone number on this here show. Area code 540, number 365. Welcome to the Parents Coach the Parents Network. We're going to mute that one again. Well, I'm glad everybody decided to call in this evening. Let's see who else... what else is out here? No, I know this person is just listening. Okay. Well, I don't know there, Seth. I don't know if everybody got the cold feet or what, but we can
That's
go ahead
okay.
and continue to talk. Give us some contact information for you if somebody wants to learn more about the Virginia Athletic Council.
Of course, of course. If you go to our website, www.vac, that's Victor Alpha Charlie, vac365.org, there's a button at the top. You just click Get in Touch, and right there will take you to a Contact Us Anytime, and just fill that in, your name, email, what you want to talk about in your message, and hit Submit, and we guarantee you we'll get back with you inside of 24 hours. How else you can follow us is, of course, on Facebook, Virginia Athletic Council, virginia.athletic.council. We're out there on Facebook. We're on Twitter, at VAC365. We're on Instagram, at VAC365. We have an email bag, info@VAC365.org. And, of course, our office phone is area code 757-301-9650. So there's numerous ways to get in contact with us, and we really appreciate it if you follow us on Twitter. Again, everything that we put out on Twitter, Mike, is similar to what you put out. We put out information. We don't put out anything about, ooh, did you see this guy get dunked on or did you hear about this, you know, TMZ-type story? We don't do those things. Everything we put out there is NCAA information. SATs are coming up. I saw, Mike, you put something out on that today. You know, so
yes,
we put out information that we believe is beneficial to our student-athletes to continue to move on and progress and be professionals. So So, again, we look forward to your audience and anybody out there in blog land to get in contact with us. We also have what we call ambassadors. We don't call them volunteers. We call them ambassadors. So if you want to work with us, if there's a niche that you think you have that you can bring to our organization, we have several committees. We have grant writing committees. We have finance committees. We have community service committees. We have all types of committees that if you would like to be involved in, scholarship committee, you can contact us at that previous information. We'd love to have you. Last year, Mike, we gave our first scholarships. We were able to give two scholarships, $500 in amount. We gave two, and what we've done is our Virginia Athletic Sports Award for a scholarship athlete now comes with a $500 stipend. So those that win that are selected for that award, they also get a scholarship check for $500. So, again, we're moving. We're trying to do the best we can in the community, and we look forward to working with the community as well as supporting the community.
Well, that's definitely a plus, just to know that there's an organization out there of that caliber. You know, and I say, folks, and you heard Seth say it at the beginning, you know, there's a whole lot of other organizations out there, and everybody has their own niche. If we ever decided to pull together, oh, man, I'm just telling you, the things that we can do with the number of high-potential athletes that we have in just in this area alone. I'm just talking about the 757. I'm not even thinking about if we go up to the 703, if we go down to you know, the area code 804, the Richmond area, or we go up to Northern Virginia. I'm just talking about just this area alone. The number of high-potential athletes, and I say high-potential athletes because of the simple fact that most of the time they don't know their potential until someone actually shows it to them. And I'm not just talking about simply on the basketball court, football field, or each soccer or tennis or whatever. I'm simply talking about their potential being able to juggle both their sport and be good at it and their academics and be good at it. You know, learning, teaching these young folks how to network, how to develop a network, how to just prosper from just being a part of a valuable network. Oh, man, I think there's some things that we need to do in our community, Seth, and I look forward to supporting what you're doing. Supporting Virginia Athletic Council, and just continue to work hard in the community, you know, just like we've been doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mike, and thank you for, again, the platform. And on behalf of the Virginia Athletic Council, where we are building men and women via athletics, we appreciate your time and your patience with us tonight. And thanks to your audience, and we look forward to hearing from them. Visit the website, follow us on Twitter.
All right, and I'll be posting that website information on our Facebook page, folks, as well. So if you have any questions or forgot anything that he just said, didn't get a chance to write it down, make sure you check out our Facebook page at Parents Coaching Parents Network on Facebook. You'll see that information for the Virginia Athletic Council. You'll see the website. You'll see the Twitter link. You'll see the Instagram link. Hey, you'll even see the phone number. So if you have any questions, any way that you want to reach out, and we'll even post a little something about the upcoming event on the 27th of April, which is right around the corner, folks. So go ahead and get signed up now so he'll have a track of what the numbers look like so he'll know how to properly prepare. Let's go ahead and get this thing moving right away. Hey, Seth, on that note, we thank you for coming out. We thank you for sharing your time with us this evening. We're looking forward to having you back again. You know, as things come closer and closer to your event, we're definitely going to continue to mention it. And even if, you know, even after the event, we'd like to have you back on to give us a little follow-up on how things went and some of the successful stories that you have to share with us as far as some of our young kids moving forward in life. So we thank you again, sir. And, hey, we're going to see you out there somewhere.
Thank you there, Mike. Good night, everyone.
All right. You have a great evening. Well, folks, you've been listening to our guest, Mr. Seth Fitch, CEO and founder of the Virginia Sports Council. Again, folks, hey, that's an awesome program. That's an awesome program. I've seen some of the things that Seth has done. Like I said, I've known Seth for a number of years, and truly appreciate him taking the time to come on and join us this evening. It truly a blessing, especially, you know, most of the time you folks will say, well, this is a holiday weekend, you know, I'm busy, I got family. No, he took the time out of his schedule to come in and just share some insight with us on what he has going on in the community. Folks, Virginia Athletic Council, go check them out, look them up, see what's going on with them. You know, www.vac365.org. Check it out. I'm telling you, you're going to learn something. And, you know, and as he says, you know, they develop men and women through athletics. Hey, I hope I got that phrase right, but I'm going to tell you something. I've seen it firsthand. So go ahead and check them out, see what's going on. Love to see you at the April event, April 27th, folks, April 27th. Love to see you out there that evening. If you show up at the event and you say that you heard it here on the Parents Coach, the Parents Network, I may even have a special gift for you as well. So keep that in mind. Go ahead and get registered tonight. That way you don't overlook it. Get busy throughout your week. Forget all about it. Next thing you know, April 27th, I'm rolled up on you, and you forgot to register. You forgot to bring your child out to that event. You forgot to get this valuable information before your child takes off to go to college. So enough said on that. Thank you, as always, for joining us here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, it's been another wonderful time. And hopefully you got something that's out of this conversation. Help us help you is our motto here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. We're just trying to help the next generation of parents come along and be those true advocates that they should be for their children. Hashtag be an advocate. That's how we're stamping it. That's how we're going to live by it. That's how we're going to do what we do. Let me see if I can get my man, Mr. Keith, right up here to take us out with that little piece he put together for us. Keith, college experience. Take us out.
Whoop, a student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. Let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.